Okay, so this is a short little Rosh Hashanah sugya, specifically focusing on the question of we know that obviously calendrically Rosh Hashanah is also calendrically is also Rosh Chodesh, and that leads to a question in Psak is to the extent that that identity means anything
That's like
in
parallelism
Rosh Hashanah.
then.
So, and it is often presented as this machlokes. Or this around this shita in the Chayadam quotes of well, good luck pronouncing it, right? The of the Moreno of Abeli Pesivlel. I don't know. Okay, so a little bit of background on Rosh Chodesh. So what do we add to tefillah? In every tefillah to a Me'ora. Now, why is it called Me'ein HaMe'ora? That's what, if you're reading the Gemara, it will be called Me'ein HaMe'ora.
Because, like, the moon is something that makes
Me'ein,
light.
what's Me'ora? An
The
event, right? Me'ein, right, is like Me'ora, yes. Right? Well, no, Aleph, Ayin at the end, right? But the, you. Something on theme for it, right? So the Gemara says that if you miss Yalev Yavo at any of the tefillot, Shacharit or Mincha, so what's the halacha?
Gotta repeat.
You have to repeat the Amidah because the Shemoneh Esrei is lacking. And then there is, right, in Lamdos, the question of whether you didn't daven the Shemoneh Esrei at all, right, or you davened the Shemoneh Esrei and nevertheless you have to do it again. But Amar of Anan, Amar Rav, the Gemara in the first verse tells us that Ta'av lo hizkir Rosh Chodesh Arvit ein machzir noto. But if you forget in Maariv, so then you don't have to go back. Lefi she'ein beidin mekachin chodesh ela b'yom, because we only sanctify the day, we sanctify Rosh Chodesh during the day. Yes, okay. If you stop there. Now, what would you say? What does that svara mean when the Gemara says that you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei, you forget Yalav Yavo at night because we're not Mekadesh B'Chodesh at night? What would you say? What is that? So what? You just stop there. You don't know anything else in the Gemara. What? Why is it dependent on Kiddush HaChodesh?
But it's not fully dependent.
What does that mean? So tell me, what does it mean?
So meaning there's a qualitative change in your Shemoneh Esrei. And when you have been Mekadesh versus when you don't. So that means that Rosh Chodesh hasn't fully come in until you're Mekadesh Zion.
Okay, so one
Rosh
possibility.
Chodesh
Okay, so.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah,
not repeat.
But you still have
but
to.
Well,
one second.
So David says that what the Gemara means when it says you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh except by the day, and why that's relevant is that means that despite the fact that calendrically is the word I'm teaching him for the day, I'll repeat it 20 times, right? It is the first of the month. Since I haven't sanctified it yet, so at some level it's not Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you don't have to repeat. Right? Now, Josh says, really? Then why do you have to say it at all? Good, Josh, why would you have to say it at all?
Because it really is for Rosh Chodesh.
No.
No, it's not.
Now you haven't answered
the
question. Explain in a way that would make sense.
Yeah, I just don't agree with it.
Okay, good. So give me another possibility. Oh, you know what? I'll let
No, let me defend myself.
Let
So,
I'll let David defend himself first.
There is an idea of Rosh Chodesh existing because calendrically it exists, right? Rosh Chodesh has begun. However, because we haven't been Mekadesh the Yom, it's not fully Rosh Chodesh. So that's why we do say Yalei V'Yavo, but you can't say that it's something that's really been.
Good. So David says, well, that shows that there's a dual identity here. That at some level it is Rosh Chodesh, some level it's not Rosh Chodesh.
What does
right?
Mean
what
again?
The event?
Yeah,
right.
Josh,
good. Now. Someone want to give me, someone want to bolster the possibility, someone want to bolster the possibility that David is correct.
Yalav Yavo isn't really something that is, in and of itself, is just like,
say again?
In and of itself, is just
okay, meaning, to, Kobe just said, look, it's not a big deal to say it, even if it wasn't fully Rosh Chodesh, but someone want to give me a raya, someone want to give me a raya that we have an idea of adding something into tefillah, that on one hand, is thematically connected to the day, and yet is somehow not so essentially thematically connected to the day that it doesn't redefine Shemoneh Esrei. Do we have such
a
model?
Things you add for
okay, that's post-Talmudic,
no,
but give me a Talmudic one. No, please don't say that. Because
Antachonan
Tanu, very good. Now Antachonan Tanu might be different because, right, Havdalah. Right, because you are going to say Havdalah yet, but it's not a bad example. But probably the best example, Antachonan Tanu is not bad, is Alanisim. Right? Is that Alanisim, right? This is, I heard this from Rav Gigi once, and he said, yeah, that's exactly the point. Is that at night, right, Yalav Yavo is said the same way conceptually, this, we could prove this a different time, but based on the Tosefta, it seems to be that, yes, at night on Rosh Chodesh, there's an argument to be said that the reason you say Yalav Yavo is basically the same way that you say Alanisim, that it's still thematically enough connected, so you add it to Shmona Esrei, right? But because it's not fully Kadosh, so therefore, it's not ma'akev. It doesn't redefine the Shmoneh Esrei, something like that. So David argues that, listen, when the Gemara says Ein Beitim Nekashin Achodesh Ela B'Yom, it's saying a fundamental claim, which is that at night it's Rosh Chodesh, but it's not Rosh Chodesh, right? It's Rosh Chodesh in a certain sense, calendrically, but because you didn't sanctify it, so it's not Kadosh. Okay, Josh wants to push back. Yes.
So, this month is Rosh Chodesh starts at the nighttime, so. Therefore, you would have to say Yalav Yavo. But
according to what David said?
No, different.
According to... So, wait, you have to give me a... Don't give me a nafkamina before you give me the conceptual model, right?
What do you mean?
You're giving me a nafkamina to another conceptual model. You're telling me an implication, but you haven't told me... Explain. You have to explain the rule.
To say it is you, it's how you are Mekadesh the Yom. Yalav Yavo is how you're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. So, therefore... It's like in other tefillahs, when we have the additions, how we are Mekadesh Yom.
How does that fit in these words? I want you to explain the words Ein Beit Mekadesh Achodesh El BeYom.
Right, that so that's just like Bidyevin. Now that you haven't said it, we can rely on the fact that back then it wasn't actually the night wouldn't have been Kodesh yet. That it's okay if you missed
our
it.
Rule that based on his Mekadesh.
All right.
So give me the model. Explain what you're saying.
That. What do you mean? Which part?
I'm still not clear on what you're saying. Meaning, David, I understand. David's saying, listen, definitionally, right, Rosh Chodesh always has this problem, right, that at night it's going to start the first of the month, but we're not going to sanctify the day till the day, so it's always going to have a middle identity at night. And that's why at night, Yalav Yavo, you should say, but if you don't say it, it's okay, right?
Right,
so what are you saying?
You have to always say it because nowadays, when we don't have this based in being Mekadesh the Chodesh, it starts at nighttime.
Okay, but what's your model? You're giving me a nafkamina. Do you understand? You're giving me a nafkamina. I don't want you to give me a nafkamina. I want you to explain what the line means and then explain your nafkamina.
The line is saying that now that you've forgotten, or if you've forgotten, you don't have to repeat it because you can rely on the fact that it wouldn't, back then, back when we had based in being Mekadesh the Chodesh, it wouldn't have been until the day.
And therefore what?
And therefore, you wouldn't have to repeat it, because it technically now, if right now was back then, it wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh yet.
Then why should you say
that? So how is that different? So, but all you're doing is taking what David said, and saying that what David said is not only true when they're actually Mekadesh the Chodesh, right? But it's true even now, because the fact that when you had Beit Din, you never were Mekadesh the Chodesh till the day... That shows you something about the nature of Rosh Chodesh, which is that night was always an amorphous period where it was sort of Rosh Chodesh and sort of wasn't. It was Rosh Chodesh on the calendar, but not Rosh Chodesh, but Kedusha. That's what you just... What you just said is... What you just said is the same as David. You just said that what David said is... You're not on the queue?
What?
You're not on the queue?
I guess not.
My clone's on the queue.
I'm very
confused.
Wonder
how I get so much stuff.
I told you it was a genetic empire.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Right? But what you're just saying is how what David said could be true even nowadays when we don't have Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? You're saying that that what David says reflects something about Rosh Chodesh, right? Even when you don't require Kiddush HaChodesh. But the fact that, like, in its ideal form, Rosh Chodesh doesn't become Kodesh until the day.
Well, that's not its ideal form. That's the opposite of what I'm saying. I'm saying that the ideal form would be that they were Mekadesh Kodesh at night. They just...
Is that what you're saying?
The Gemara, yeah. They were only Mekadesh Kodesh during the day. So if they were able to...
I don't understand. That doesn't make any sense. Then you should dafka. If the ideal was at night... I don't understand.
You sure repeated at night.
They couldn't do it at night back then.
What do you mean you couldn't? You can't not... You couldn't. You're making it sound like...
Could
you have
it? Kodesh, because the Allah says you can't make it Kodesh.
Yeah, so how is that... So you're saying the idealized form is now, which is B'dievid? Now, in the calendar, that's idealized. But the ideal form, you know, like what the Torah says, that's like B'di Yevet. That's what you're telling me. That doesn't make any sense. Now I understand what you're saying, but it's...
What do you mean?
No, come on. Really?
I thought Beis Din was only Mikdash during the day because the
it would mess things up.
At,
no, because you can't have a Beis Din during at night. No,
oh, I see what they're saying. No, it's like it's kind of like what was it with Sfira? How like the original form of Sfira couldn't be Shlomim, right? Like it couldn't be like full days. So therefore, Bizman Hazeh, we changed it so that it could. Be
I understand, full. But that really, so like, you really like think this is more ideal? Yeah. No, no. Oh God, that's see, what you're
no,
saying.
It makes sense conceptually.
Okay, no, I understand what Josh is saying. Is no, what do you mean? The reason you have a night is because really, what matters is the calendar. In the original time when we did what the Torah said, you never hear Kaddish. The fact you can have Beit Din until the day, that's like a technicality in Beit Din.
Yeah.
But like Rosh Chodesh, the Chalois of Rosh Chodesh is the first of the month.
Wow. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that is like the, that is like Hafuch al Hafuch. Wow. Okay. That's, I mean, no, it's very creative.
But that is.
I mean, it explains why you say Yal V'Yavo at night, because you're like, oh, Bikaron, it's Rosh Chodesh. But like, oh, like a holdover from that B'di Yevet time when we kept the Torah. Oh, I mean,
this is
wow.
Why would the system be set up in this way?
Okay, Mordechai. Yeah, Mordechai. Yeah, Mordechai has been like jumping out. Yeah.
So I wanna look instead of the when Rosh Chodesh actually starts, and more into the function of a Beit Din sanctification.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
But you're also Lumdish. Okay, yeah. It's all very nice. You're also Lumdish. Good. You might even be right, but yeah, so.
All right. So, Beis Din's sanctification of the day establishes something for the community. And you being part of the community are now obligated to follow along. At night, when Beis Din hasn't sanctified it, Beis Din hasn't sanctified it yet.
Okay.
There's no event yet. There's Rosh Chodesh. It's still Rosh Chodesh. What was the word again?
Calendrical?
The
it's the calendrical Rosh Chodesh, but it's not the what Rosh Chodesh?
But it's not... the communal event or Chodesh.
Okay, I mean, that's, I think, a variation of what David's saying. Okay, anyone want to give me a Balabatu Svara? Yes, Kobe.
It's weird that you would be saying Yal V'Yavo at night when it's not actually Rosh Chodesh yet.
No.
Isn't that weird?
No, but it is
so not necessarily, right? Because it is calendrically, right?
The point is it's calendrical, it's not communal or Chodesh.
Right, but you...
A bad, like, comparison.
No.
Yeah.
For when we talk about Hanis nowadays, right? Hanis is what they did. Right, and now we're saying that Hanis regularly is in theory better, but they couldn't. So in theory, they couldn't do a Tefila. So could we be saying the same thing where we know calendrically that Russia?
Are you supporting Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another way. And Josh is like, okay, maybe that was B'di Yevet. I mean, I find that hard in this particular case because, like, you know, the Torah said it, right? Someone want to give me a Balabatu Svara? One second, give me another. Right, give me a Balabatu Svara. Why would you think for a second Balabatu Svara? Right. Right? Why would you, in this case, I don't think it's right, but fine. But why might you say that you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei at night? What does this line mean? Yeah? That fits with that line. No, that fits with that line. Don't give me like a stam svara that, whatever. Marav is Rishus. Oh! And therefore, it doesn't matter what you say. If I say three brachot at night, that's good too. I mean, come on. It fits with the words. See, this is what happened. You think so conceptually. You can't even think of the... Even in this case, I think the conceptual approach is better, right? But, come on, think about the words. You could have just said, Ein Beit Din Mekadshin HaChodesh Al Bayom, and therefore, I don't know that it's Rosh Chodesh. And therefore... Right? Now,
why... Why would you say in the first place?
Yeah.
Because it might be Rosh Chodesh.
I'm
sorry.
Know,
why would you say something like that?
Suffolk Rosh Chodesh, you would say Yal V'Yavo.
So look at the next line. Amar Amemar, Mistabra Milta Derav, V'Chodesh Malay. Avo Chodesh Chazer, Machzir Noto.
But that's just the variation on Jav, no?
No. So this is, So what does Ame Mar say? It seems to me that what?
You don't need to repeat it on a...
On a full month. Days. Why? Because you're going to say it tomorrow. Right? At Mariv's. You'll get a Mariv in with it. Right? So this is a very different technical answer, which is...
Amemar on base mar.
Right, so what is this... What is Amemar... What is Amemar's lambdas? You need to say Yalav Yevo once, per Tvila, right? And therefore, if you say it twice...
One Marv, like tonight Marv, tomorrow I'm going to choose...
Even if tonight
chakra,
is...
In Acharami, very good. And who has your problem? Ravashi. Ravashi says, I'm really Ravashi la Meimar. Michli, Rav, Taima Ka'amar. This is actually, it's just a great line. He says, wait, Rav gave you a Svara, right? Mali Chazer Mali Mali. What does your Svara... He gave you an argument, which was, Ein Mekajan Ela Bayom. And you gave him a, well, you know, you'll say tomorrow. It's like, I don't understand. Ela Loshna. No, not happening.
Okay.
So, which, 1 second. By the way, just so you see, if you look at number two, hold it 1 second. If you look at number two quickly, just how do you know that you're only Mekadesh during the day, since all of you think like, oh, why should I only be Mekadesh during the day, b'di'evid? Velikdash b'layla. The Gemara says, well, why don't you just have a beit din at night?
So
the Gemara says, yes, midi d'havei dinei mamonot. It's like monetary law. Ditnan dinei mamonot danin b'yom v'gomrin b'layla. Monetary law, you can start the case in the day and finish at night.
But
right? So the Gemara said, maybe you should do that also. Hachanami v'gachim b'layla. Yo, kamash one, you can't. Ve'ema hachanami. And then you'll tell me, maybe you can. Gemara says, no. Omar kra. The Torah said, "Kichok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'lohei Yaakov, eim adav echok bigmar din, v'kakari l'rachmanam mishpat, ma mishpat bayom, ma v'chanami bayom." We compare it to mishpat. Mishpat is always right the beginning. That's during the day, and therefore you cannot have this judgment at night, and therefore it is a pasuk. Gemara assumes it is halacha. Correct. Yes. Right. Yes. Okay. Good. But so 1 second. But now, what? Give me a different balabatish. So what do we say? So the balabatish svara is not the Gemara's balabatish one, which it rejects. Give me a different balabatish svara, which fits with the words, because Gemara acknowledges that its words don't fit. Yes. So the balabatish one is no. What I said is you just don't know. But you don't know if it's Rosh Chodesh, right? So now, what would the nafkamina be? And so one nafkamina might be what Josh says, which is, what about when you have a calendar, right? Mm-hmm. If it's just a suffix, now we have a calendar, so you'd have to say it at night. And if not, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, right? So what? So then you might say, well, it's a holdover, right? But like
that
nowadays...
Is a holdover?
No. That nowadays... No, I mean, now that we have a calendar, we happen to know...
Well, which is why we have a 2-day Rosh Chodesh.
You said that a base you can't convene at night. That's why you said you can't be Mekadesh at night.
Correct.
Well, it wouldn't matter whether you have a calendar or not.
No, but you might say if the reason that you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei is since Beit Din can't convene tomorrow, at night it was always at best a suffix Rosh Chodesh.
If you have a set calendar, then you know
it. I want you to have a set calendar, so it's a b'di'evid Rosh Chodesh, but it happens to be that you know at night that it is v'adei Rosh Chodesh. Or Tosfos. Tosfot brings the question. He says, what's a different nafkamina to whether it's balabatish or fundamental, if we want to call it that, is on night two. Right? The Gemara had raised the possibility that you only, if it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, then what? That you don't have to repeat on night one because you have night two. But Tosfot says the opposite, which is maybe on night two, you would have to repeat. Why? Because by night two of Rosh Chodesh, everybody knows anytime it's a Chodesh
right.
Malay,
by night
saying.
Two,
you know that it's Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah,
right? So Tosfot brings two days. So Tosfot says, V'yesh mefarshim, dafka balayla rishona en mechzirin otol, afish en mekachin ha-chodesh balayla. Right? So some people say that this is only on the first night. Right? Aval balayla, shniyem mechzirin otol, shekfar mekudesh b'yom shilafanav. V'lo nir lachalek. And Tosfos says, no. It doesn't seem right. Now what, you can tell, what is Tosfos thinking? He's saying, if it's the Balabatish one, that listen, I just don't know that it's Rosh Chodesh. So my second night, I know it's Rosh Chodesh, and therefore I have to repeat. But if you say that no, like David, the fact that I can't be Mekadesh L'Chodesh except during the day shows that it fundamentally Rosh Chodesh is never full until the day. Right? That's its definition. Right? Because the Torah says you can't be Mekadesh L'Chodesh until the day, that means that the Torah's way that it envisions Rosh Chodesh is that its full identity doesn't take effect until the day. So therefore, at night, you can, right, you cannot be lacking in such an essential way. What?
When are you Mekadesh during Rosh Chodesh normally? On the second night?
Second day. Never at night. Exactly. Right? And that since it's about the day.
Even though you know it's Rosh Chodesh?
Correct, because you can't have baked in at night. That's the point. Right? And that's why you would say that it's essential.
Why don't you have it on the first day? Then?
What?
If you know it's the Chodesh Mole, why don't you have it on the first day? Instead of the second day.
Because again, because you need to be Mekadesh, you need the Edim and whatever. Right? You never do it at night. You still, you never do it at night. Never do it at night.
No, but he's saying the first day, if it's...
Because it's not Kadosh yet. Because if the Edim didn't come on 29, then it's going to be Malay, and you can't be Mekadesh before it's Kadosh. You have to declare today Kadosh. Not tomorrow Kadosh, today. Right? If the Edim don't come, then the second day of Rosh Kodesh is Aleph, and therefore you need to be Mekadesh Aleph. The last one. No, no, so yeah, no, last one's Malay. Right? Is that if you are not in the college in 29, it becomes. Then that day, right? Right, exactly. Yeah, okay. Fine. Now, so according to those, the simple shot is that what? Right? That why don't you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, forget Yalav Yabo at night? Is it the Balabatzer Svara or some variation of what David said or Mordechai said? That no, the fact that you're never Mekadesh Chodesh until the day shows you that essentially the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is somehow lacking until the day. Right? That's his definition. Right? That seems to be, according to Joseph, the more likely of the explanations. Yes?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then, right, what would you say about a day in which there is no Suffolk? Right, sorry, not no suffix. In which the Kedusha is full at night. You repeat. What is the classic example of something where the Kedusha is full? Yeah, everything else. Right, Rosh Chodesh is weird because you need to be Mechadesh during the day. So who says this? Rabbi Yona. He says, "Umitichazina and Shemibnesh in Kedusha Chodesh Balayla in Machzirato, Kishelo is Kedusha Rosh Chodesh Shaminan." So based on the halacha of Rosh Chodesh, what do we learn? The Shabbatot, Yomim Tovim, Shekdushatan Gamgen Balayla, Shabbat and Yom Tov, where the Kedusha is at night, Im Ta'avilo, Hizkir Shel Yom Tov, Oshel Shabbat, Ba'arvit Machzir Noto. Then at night, you would repeat if you forget to mention Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Lahalacha, this is how we paskin, including the one that people always forget, because they're always make a mistake. Right? What day does everyone think? You forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat, but they're wrong. This is like every single time this happens. What? No, it's Chanukah, you didn't say Yalav Yavo. Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed. Be like, oh, I forgot Yalav Yavo at night and Chol HaMoed, I don't have to repeat. It's like, no, there's a halacha in Rosh Chodesh. Chol HaMoed is not like that. And that's what he's saying. Any day when the Kedusha is equal at night during the day. So then you do have to repeat. Right? Now what? But what is the one day where this gets messed up?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the only holiday that is on Aleph. Right? On Aleph, everything else
there's
is.
Not even on Lama.
No, but it's on Aleph. It's yeah. On Aleph. It's on Rosh Chodesh. Everything else is on Tedvav. Except for Yom Kippur, which is Yod. But everything else is Tedvav. So now, so Rabbi Yonah says, okay, so what about Rosh Hashanah? So what does it hang on?
Yeah, we're saying Yalav Yavo for Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Tov.
Okay, so it depends on a few things. Wait, so it depends on two very different questions. Okay? Good. So there's two things that's going on here, right? Right? To figure out what you do on...
I'm done.
Right? So if you want to figure out what you do on Rosh Hashanah, right? So Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah. We had like 20 markers and now we have
somebody
can feel it. Whatever. Right? So Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah.
We don't bring them back.
Right? So what questions do we have to answer?
What is the Yalav Yavo for?
Good, which is
either Rosh Hashanah or
right, meaning one is to figure out, right? right?
Hallowed shame of the Aleviyah.
Great, right? Meaning the relationship of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh, right? And therefore, we're saying Aleviyah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, right? What's the other thing we need to figure out?
What the nature of the Aleviyah.
Right. So these are two related things. Wow. Right? The nature of the Aleviyah and the nature of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. The other one is what we just said before, which is, why don't we say, right, why don't we repeat in general Shemoneh Esrei at night? Because remember, if you took the Balabat Tzfar, I just don't know that it's Rosh Hashanah. Right, so, repeating on... On Rosh Chodesh, right? Where we have two possibilities. Is it fundamental, right? Or is it practical? Where if it was practical, right, you just don't know, then would this apply even in Rosh Hashanah?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yes, because you also don't know. You also don't know. It's on the first of the month, right? If the reason that you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei is simply you don't know... Right? So then you also don't know here because it's Aleph El, right? It's Aleph Tishrei, so same seven. Not in the time of the Torah, right? Right? Because you just don't know. So if it's practical, then it would be the same. If it's fundamental, meaning that the fact that you're not Mekadesh L'Chodesh at night shows you that it's not really Rosh Chodesh until the day, right? So then you need to ask the second question, which is
the nature of,
right? Of Yaliyahu on Rosh Hashanah, which in turn gets you the question of what is the relationship between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, right? Where is Rosh Hashanah, right? Right, or, right, essentially a Chag or Rosh Chodesh plus, right? Where if it's Rosh Chodesh plus, then what?
It's still not Mekadesh at night.
Right, then just like Rosh Chodesh is not fully Kadesh at night, so Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh on steroids, still not going to be Kadosh fully at night.
Maybe, though, because if it's Rosh Plus, then how does that apply during the nighttime? Because that means the calendar also gets a boost, so you could still...
Maybe. Well, that would be going towards the direction of its... Right? Right? It's fundamentally different, but sure, you could come up with some middle thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, a little bit of a side question. So, how did they notify everywhere else in the country that... The reason that they had 2 days Rosh Chodesh is because there was a doubt as to which day it was. But if we're already saying that the first night of Rosh Chodesh, we didn't even have anyone testify to Beit Din. So this second night was when they notified people across
the... Remember, because Rosh Hashanah is so much more difficult to figure out because it's on Rosh Chodesh, right, that's why... It led to the case of Nitkalt Galvim Bashir, because even the Beit HaMikdash you could mess up, and that's why we had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael. That's exactly the point, is that's much harder, right? Meaning, the whole story behind getting 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is that, right, the witnesses came at the end of the day, so they'd already sang the wrong song in the Beit HaMikdash, right? That shows that, yeah, in here, it's very hard. It's not like, how did they get them to know? They got them to know, but it was late, right? It could happen last minute. That's exactly the point. Rosh Hashanah is hard, right? That's why Arayom is the only Chag which in Eretz Yisrael you have 2 days, right? Remember that, right? 2 days Rosh Hashanah. There's always like, you know, there's always that one person who forgets that when they, you know, and then it's a rude awakening. It's like, wait, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Yes, there's always 2 days really Rosh Hashanah. You're right. Oh, Yom Arichta, and therefore it doesn't feel like 2 days. Okay, so Rabbi Yonah says the itim mefarshei. Some people say the davka b'shar yomim dovim. Only on other yomim dovim, aval yom dov shrosh Hashanah kaven shetolui b'rosh chodesh. Since it hangs on Rosh Chodesh im ta'av lo hizkir shel yom dov be'arvit.
Oh, so that's like,
right. So now, is it a din Rosh Chodesh or the more fundamental?
It's about the nature of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah.
Clearly, right? Because he's not just saying yalav yavo. He's saying if you forgot to daven the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, period. You just said a normal weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah. Some people said that what? Ein machzir no diki Rosh Chodesh dainin lei. We treat it like Rosh Chodesh. V'nuchal lomar sh'avol bishet, right? But then that's possibility one. Possibility two is, v'nuchal lomar, but you could say she'af al pi she'talui b'rosh chodesh, kevan shehu yom tov. Since it's Yom Tov u'mitzvat, Yom Tov alima tvei, and Yom Tov is stronger than Rosh Chodesh, it overwhelms its identity, sheish v'esher malacha, because it has a prohibition against malacha, mashen kin b'Rosh Chodesh, u'b'tfila gamkin eno maskirin in Rosh Chodesh kal, and he says, furthermore, I'll show you that Rosh Chodesh, that Rosh Hashanah is not just Rosh Chodesh plus, which is, we don't even say Rosh Chodesh, right? We don't even mention Rosh Chodesh. Ela inin Yom Tov yoter yesh lanu laduno tokimo Yom Tov miladuno tokimo Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we treat it more as Yom Tov than Rosh Chodesh. V'lomu hizkir ba'arvit mein Yom Tov, and therefore if you don't mention Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah, machzir noto. Right, so he tells you very explicitly that what is the suffix, right? It's not about Yalav Yavo, because he's not asking about Yalav Yavo, right? He's asking about mentioning Rosh Hashanah at all, right? And he says the suffix is, is it Rosh Chodesh, right? Or is it Achav, right? What is its fundamental identity? And he argues it's Achav. What's the Raya? It has an Isra Malacha, and we don't mention Rosh Chodesh all in davening, right? Its identity has completely been overwhelmed. Right. Yeah.
What would a Maimar say about Yumar Richta? That, like, if you forget the second Mariv, then you'd have to say it for, like, both of them, or like you messed up both.
I don't know. You might have to distinguish in what case is Yom HaRechta and what is not. I mean, it's not Yom HaRechta for everything. You have to say Shema, you know, create Shema twice. You morning, night, morning, night. Okay. Now, this was then raised. The Chayadam famously quotes this from this person that I can never pronounce, no matter how many times they do it, which is, what about Hamelech HaKadosh? What about Amelech HaKadosh? Right, so normally you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you forget Amelech HaKadosh, but what if you forget Amelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? So the Chayadim writes that Bracha Shlishit Nikrat Kedush Hashem Shavi Ata Kadosh Achodim Yalakel HaKadosh Vim Tavisim Amelech HaKadosh Ein Zarech Lach Zor. Right, in general during the year, if you accidentally say Amelech HaKadosh, you don't have to go back. Uvaseret Imei Tshuva Misayim Amelech HaKadosh. During the Aseret Imei Tshuva, you have to go back. And if you forgot and you said Akal HaKadosh, if you remembered within whatever it is, 2-3 seconds, the same is true if you're not sure. Tzarech lachzor l'rosh hatefilah. The ein shayach kan takana hanal shel yomer tzadi pamim. Right, he says you can't just solve it by saying it 90 times. Right, kiyech yomar habracha, because you can't repeat the. So there is this sheet on the Achronim that if you just, right, say like Mashav Ruach Mori Degeshem 90 times, right? Yeah. Meaning, if you say it for a month, after a month, that you're Mesupak on Mashav Ruach.
So if you say 90 times,
some people say, well, if I just say Mashav Ruach Mori Degeshem, Mashav Ruach Mori Degeshem, Mashav Ruach, right?
No, you have to say the part, you have to say the
Chayim. Yeah, I understand. Right. Well, that's but you can't do that here because it'd be the Bracha, right? So, Vahagon Moreno Harav Aveli Pasivler.
Paswaller.
Well, Ayin is a segal in Yiddish. Pasweller. I don't know. Amar kan din mechudash. He said a chiddush. She imta bela Rosh Hashanah velo Amar Amelech HaKadosh. Ain no tzarech lachzor. That if he didn't say Amelech HaKadosh, he doesn't have to go back. Kedin ta'av lo hizker la'aviyavu b'lel Rosh Chodesh she'ein etzarech lachzor machmat she'ein mekan Rosh Chodesh ba'layla im gein gam b'lel Rosh Hashanah adin gein she'ein tzarech lachzor. Right, so he argues that what? Against this, what does he argue? It's like Rosh Chodesh plus, and therefore Hamelech HaKadosh is linked to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh plus, and Halacha is that the things that are Rosh Chodesh at night, you don't have to repeat.
That's
fine. What? Oh, so a lot of people don't like it. Right. So if you see, now why don't you like it? Though, what you could not like it for different reasons. Why could you not like it?
Because if it's not a chag, then why would you even say it at all?
Okay, so first of all, you could say, well, it's a chag, and Melech HaKadosh is in the chag, right? And Rosh Hashanah is in the chag. But well, why else might not you like? What might you not like it?
By like the chag, Rosh Hashanah is by other chag.
Right, and you might say, look, Rosh Hashanah is a chag. That's the whole point, right? What else might you say? But you're all coming back to the same thing, which is like Rav Yonah. Rosh Hashanah is a chag, not Rosh Chodesh. Okay, what else?
It has all the characteristics of Rosh Chodesh.
Also, if it's Rosh Chodesh, it would be 30 in first, not first second.
Okay, you might say they're fine.
One day of Rosh Hashanah.
Bush too.
Post-Veller?
Post-Veller would be something like a ga or a
no,
ka.
But why would there be
Post-Veller. Okay, Post-Veller.
Wait, yeah, what about Post-Veller?
Okay.
What about them?
So what else?
What noise?
What else might you say?
Va?
So you're all coming back to the same thing. Is there any other reason why you might critique it?
The name of the guy.
Oh, you're trying to see.
Why else might you critique this? You're all coming back to the same thing, which is... It's Yom Tov. That's a different Rosh Chodesh, right? Like Rabbeinu Yonah. But is there any reason... Okay, you can textually. Good. What else? Remember, he needs to say two things, right? One is that... Let's do this very methodologically, right? Very, very methodically. He has two assumptions, which is Rosh Hashanah equals Rosh Chodesh plus, and the second is that HaMelech HaKadosh equals
Yalav Yavo.
Well, you're all assuming that he's challenging this, but it's also possible that he's challenging this, right? That you could challenge him on this ground, which is that the standards for HaMelech HaKadosh are different than the standards of Yalav Yavo. Why? Why would they be different? Even if you thought that it was Rosh Chodesh.
It's a problem.
Sure, but why in this end? Why would it be?
No, HaMelech HaKadosh is a signifier for like the third Yom Tov.
Isn't that going back to this? Meaning that you're challenging this, that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Right? You're saying it's Yom Tov. Ah, it's Yom Tov.
No, but you can't say that.
Okay, right, meaning it could be that a Melech HaKadosh is different either because of the nature of the Takana, right? Right? Like, this is a zero-sum game, right? You could, right, meaning you can't say, look, Yalav Yavo, if I shouldn't repeat it, it's a Bracha Levatala. And if I should repeat it, then I didn't say Shmoneh Esrei, right? Melech HaKadosh, right? Right? So, like, Yalav Yavo is an addition, right? You could say there's a difference between an addition and a change, right? So, right? Good. So it could be this is more about HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaKadosh is more essential. Even if you did look at it as Rosh Chodesh Plus, still, there's a difference between this, where I'm adding, and this, where I'm changing. It could be that, listen, once we said you have to change, right? Because that means I'm changing the nature, right? In the end of the day, a change is might be more definitional to the tefillah than an addition, right? And therefore, less subject to these types of rules, right? So that might be. And we're going to see a few variations on this. So if you look at number six, in the Sha'ar HaTziyun, right? So the... Right, so every tzof in the Shart, right, in the Mishnah Brura, the lamdos will not be found in the Mishnah Brura or the Baruch Lacha. We found the Sha'ar HaTziyun, which is why I have to look at it, right? 90% of the time, it's just the Makaro, right? And sometimes he has little lamdos. I don't know why. V'nei b'chay adam hevi v'shem ha-gaon moreinu harav aveli posveler. Sheim tavela Rosh Hashanah v'lo amar HaMelech HaKadosh she'ein tarach lachzor. Kidin tavela hizkir Yalav Yavo b'lei Rosh Chodesh she'ein tarach lachzor machmot she'ein mekachin achodesh balayla. Ule'aniyu da'ati lo nihira. Right, so he says, no. Right, it seems wrong. Why? D'zeh hayashayach rak im haya mitvalel tfilat chol. Ma she'ein gen bazeh she'mitvalel tfilat yom tov. So what does the Sha'ar HaTziyun say? It gives you a very technical answer. But it focuses on this, right? The difference between HaMelech HaKadosh and Yalav Yavo. And that is, it's a twist on what I said, right? And he says, listen, on Rosh Chodesh, what Shmoneh Esrei are you saying?
Regular.
Normal. And then you're adding Yalav Yavo, right? So, if you're supposed to add Yalav Yavo, you add it. You don't. But the Shmoneh Esrei is the same.
But there's a fundamental difference.
This is a totally different Shmoneh Esrei. So he says, Maman of Shaf. If you treat it as Rosh Hashanah, then you should be saying HaMelech HaKadosh. And if it's not, then this whole Shmoneh Esrei is off. Right? Right? Which is just what Mordechai said, but plus. Right? Which is not just that HaMelech HaKadosh, it's a change versus an addition. It's a change... Not in the bracha, it's a change in the entire Amidah is different. If tonight is not Rosh Hashanah, then what should you be saying?
Regular.
Normal Shmoneh Esrei.
Why are they
right?
I know, you call it a Manaf Shah.
Well, first of all, because you don't say HaMelech HaMishpat, because there is no middle bracha. Right? So he says, right? He says, L'niyadati, lo nir, dezei, shach, rach, my belt, call that makes sense if you daven chol. Mashen Mazesh Mitval Tvilat Yom Tov Mimanav Shachin Yotze.
So does he challenge him on this grounds? On Rush on right, does the Rishatian challenge him on the question whether Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh plus or Yom Tov? No. He challenges him on this ground, which is the difference between Yalav Yavo and Amalek HaKadosh. Because really it's not Yalav Yavo versus Amalek HaKadosh, it's Yalav Yavo versus a complete right rewrite of the Amidah you're supposed to be saying, right? And there, if you're already saying the entire Rosh Hashanah davening, don't tell me that you're treating it as a safek, because on a normal weekday, you can't get away with saying...
But on that argument, he's also arguing on the first part, too.
Not necessarily. He could just be saying, look...
It wouldn't be Rosh Chodesh plus, then.
It could be, but that's not what he's challenging. Not necessarily, right? It could be, right? You're right. It could be subsumed in it, right? But his main focus is on the tefillah problem. Right. V'ulaid hu ma'ir shenizgar teikev shesiyem akel hakadosh l'achar kedei dibor. Uli didei tzarech l'sayim v'shalchol. And what's his only defense? His defense is maybe what? Reb Aveli Fussweiler. There you go. Fussweiler meant is that if you choose to finish hakel hakadosh and daven the rest of weekday Shmona Esrei, then you would be Yotze. No, clearly, where is he arguing? On the Tvila one. Right? He's saying it's just... But then he says, Baf mazet tzarech iyun gadol. He said, maybe. Daf de valdino rabbeinu mistapik defshir Yotze b'shal chol b'diavad. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah raises that possibility. Aval ahate l'chadchila l'zayim b'shal chol zeh lo matzino. He's like, Okay, but the Shaar Tzion focuses fundamentally on the difference between Yalav Yavo versus Hamel Chachadosh and rewriting Shmoneh Esrei entirely. Look at the Bina Levi, in number 7. He quotes as well, Umash Gadu Sefer Chayadam, Tvila, Helcho Tvila, Din Mechudash De'im, Lo Amar Amel HaKadosh Barvit, Lai La Rishon, Sor Shoshan, Dein Mach Sir Noto, Kmo B'yal V'yavo Rosh Chodesh, Dein Mekadosh Chodesh Balayla, right, same thing. Vida, Disfar Zulu Shaykh, Ela B'tvalel Tvila Shel Chol, Ligamre, Avet Paul Shor Rosh Hashanah, V'lo Amar Amel HaKadosh, V'adeh Chodesh, Lo Shaykh Svar Zulu, Tim Ken Hayalolid Bal Shel Chol, right? Same as Shaar Tzion is. I don't understand. If that's what you want, then Daven Chol. V'ayin Rabbeinu Yonah in Tfilah Shachar Nizkar Sham Svarazu V'hu Kadosh Shel Sham below his Tfilah Shaar Shoshana Yeshom Din Machzir Nemekachem V'gam Sham V'machloket. Okay, so how could you then defend this shita? So, if you look at several shittos who defend him, so you look at the next two, the Binyan Shlomo and Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says, so, the Binyan Shlomo quotes him, Amnan levinadai nira de dibre agon, mara zal, shririn v'kayamin umi'irin kashemesh b'tzoharayim. They stand and they're strong, like a muscle, in modern Hebrew. Right, ve'eno inyan klal ledivrei talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. He said this isn't related to Rabbeinu Yonah. Why? Vubek de matam shetiknu chazal omer melech hakadosh melech hamishpat baseret yemei tshuva yadua mishum shem yemei din umishpat. He says I have a different reason to defend him. Right. So we said one way that you could say. One way of thinking of how this question hangs is Rosh Hashanah a separate Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh plus? Mm-hmm. The second is the connection to Yalav Yavo, the difference between Yalav Yavo and Melech HaKadosh. But now, the Binyan Shlomo suggested a third possibility, which is maybe HaMelech HaKadosh is not a din in Rosh Hashanah at all.
It's a din in Yom Tov plus.
No? It's a din in
Rosh Chodesh plus.
Aseret Yemei Tshuva.
Oh.
And Aseret Yemei Tshuva, right, is that's probably in what? Rosh Chodesh plus. Why? Because in order to get 10 days, you need 1 to 10.
No.
I didn't say I liked it, but that's what he says.
You might rest, but only counts as one day.
Oh, stop. I know, you would want to say that, but no. Right, his way of saying that it's Rosh Chodesh plus is different. It's saying not that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh plus, right? But that what? Right, he, right, the Binyan Shlomo defends him, not by saying that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Plus, but by saying that HaMelech HaKadosh is not a din in Rosh Hashanah, it's a din in Zemei Tshuva, and since Zemei Tshuva is day 1 to 10, that's a din in. That's what I would have said. According to him, not. According to him, not. It's 10 days. I'm just telling you what he says.
So where does it come from?
Retroactively come from?
Look, look what he says. He says, the Ardua Mishum Shehem Yemei Dinu Mishpat. They are the days of judgment. Makadosh Baruch Hu Shofet Az Et Kol Olam Kulo. And God judges the world. Mizat Am Nami Teknucham Lomar Psukei Malch Rosh Hashanah. Right? You understand how weird that is, right? He doesn't say you say Malchiot on Rosh Hashanah because Rosh Hashanah. He says, Rosh Hashanah happens to be part of a certain day, Tshuva, so you treat it like Rosh Hashanah.
So you add in a paragraph.
Other than that, it's only Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
I understand. And he says, V'nei kvar shaninu, b'braiti chok Yisrael mishpat le'yogav, ein le'el Yisrael l'umar olam, minayin damal mishpat le'yogav, Yaakov, im kemat ala chok le'Yisrael, lam shen beitin shalamala, nechnasin ladin, elim gen gadju ben jilamad ala chodesh. He said, the Gemara has this very fascinating idea that God himself doesn't convene his beitin until beitin on earth has declared it Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So what does he see? Aha! You see that the Yimei HaDin aspect of Rosh Hashanah is in fact a din in Rosh Chodesh. Vayote lanu mi brayta azu de ein. Vayote, look, vayote lanu mi brayta azu de ein mazgal din Rosh Hashanah veitin shalmal rak v'yom. And if that's the case, that the days of judgment of Rosh Hashanah depend on Rosh Chodesh, because God only judges during the day. Oh, so HaMelech HaKadosh, which ties not to Rosh Hashanah per se, but to the Yemei HaMishpat. And the Yemei HaMishpat tied to Rosh Chodesh. So even if Rosh Hashanah is a different chalois, HaMelech HaKadosh is tied. And therefore, wait, but now what's the nafka mina? Guys, what's the nafka mina? That according to him, right, according to him what?
HaMelech HaKadosh is not something that's part of the Yom Tov Nafka.
Right. And therefore, he would say that the halacha would be different between HaMelech HaKadosh and the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, right? So right? Where he would say that, right? Right? He's according exactly. Right? According to him, is you don't have the option that the Beis Halevi suggests of davening chol, because it's definitely not chol; it's a din Yom Tov. But HaMelech HaKadosh isn't a din Rosh Hashanah; it's a din Aser Mei Tshuva. So therefore, you could have it be Rosh Hashanah without Aser Mei Tshuva, which are din Rosh Chodesh.
This is why I wanted to make the distinction between communal versus. Let's just finish this paragraph. I'm not saying I like this. This is quite mechudash.
And therefore, the judgment only happens during the day. Right? So God only judges you. It is Rosh Hashanah as a chag, but it's not Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Hadin until Beit Din is Mekadesh L'Chodesh, which is totally in Rosh Chodesh. Al pi atzazu yafa gadav agona nal v'alim shol chamel gadav jen tzorch lachzor. Dav shikvar nichnas yom dov aser b'lach amikom elin yamel gadav shayni. Right, and therefore he says what? At night, your vaday. Guys, so he says, therefore, at night, vaday, you have to. There's an Isra Malacha. Guys, at night, vada, there's a din Isra Malacha, but the din of Melech HaKadosh, not. I don't know. It's probably the same reason you said, like Yal V'Yavo, exactly. Yes, that like it's like the lead up to Yom HaDin. It's like sort of is and sort of isn't Yom HaDin. Right, but now he says something. Right, he says if that's the case. Right? He says, but if that's the case, then what suffix you have to ask? What about on Yom Tov Sheni? Right? What? Right, why? Because if it's really a din in Yalav Yavo, then what? Even on second night, right? But if his lumdus is right, that it's not a din in Yalav Yavo, it's a din in the Yemei HaDin, then the second day of Rosh Hashanah is what? You do have to repeat because it might still be Suffolk Rosh Hashanah, but it's Vaday Yemei HaDin. And therefore he's like, I don't know, Lachain Sarach Iyun Bazeh.
I like it. I'm
not a problem. Okay, good. That is the Binyan Shlomo. Okay?
This is why I wanted to make the communal verses. I think I'm right.
Right. Now, the Now, by the way, the clearest, guys, the clearest distinction that draw it not between Rosh Hashanah versus, you know, it, that is just about the difference in bracha. If I just gave you the Mo'adim Uzmanim at the end, right, where he just says, right, that the difference is, right, Ramosha Sternbach. So, if you and I, Ain, Hanidun Doma, Shayalav Yavo, Begeder, Haskarab. Alma Yalav Yavo was just an addition, a mention. There's nusach habracha, right? That's what we said before, right?
Which is this, right?
The difference of the bracha rather than the day. Okay, Ramosha Feinstein is the last one we'll look at, in number 8. And he says, now, so another way of putting it is that the machlokes is whether Hamelech HaKadosh is a change in Shmoneh Esrei or just a haskara, right? Right, that's another way of looking at this. Okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein says in 8. Rav Aveli, I still can't get it. Postiv, whatever. Pasveller, there we go. I don't know why I can't get it. Pasveller.
Every time it's shown up so far.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah. Fine. He says, no, there's a difference between Yom Tov davening and Hamelech HaKadosh. He says, "Vatam, why? Dehaid Rashana, Milamishin Beitin Shalmala, Nichnasin Ladinam, Ken Kitchu Beitin Shalmata." Again, like Vinyan Shalma, what does Ramosha say? God doesn't judge until the day, once Beitin Shalmata is declared at Rosh Chodesh. L'chein me'achar she'en me'kachin l'chodesh el b'yom, ne'en nichnasin Ladinam, b'yom l'machar. V'zesh, Amir Yisrael made Shuvah Melech HaKadosh. Said, why is that Melech HaKadosh? L'fishim yamim elu humare malchuto l'shpot ha'olam. Right, he says differently. He says that when Melech HaKadosh is din in malchut, then kein lo shayach zeh l'machash, nachson laz l'din. And God's malchut is in evidence until he sits in judgment. Avo b'leila echot Rosh Hashanah, jadayin lo nishnu l'din. V'lo kitra chodur zayin tzarech be'etzem. Since the why would you say it all like Rosh Chodesh? K'moshe maskim Rosh Chodesh arvit et shel Rosh Chodesh k'dei shelo l'shanu nalayla me'ayom. V'chashul zarach l'chadchila. So they, right, they're the same. And that's only l'chadchila. V'lo z'chziro b'shachach lo izke v'cheinu Rosh Hashanah arvit l'inya melech HaKadosh v'zeu mi'chudash mamash. Right? This is a chiddush. Shalohu skar b'talmid Rabbi Yonah v'unachon. And Ramosh even foskens this way. V'nimza ledina. Shem lo hiskyo shayom da barbe roshana chozer. Therefore he says, if you forget Yom Tov davening, you go back. V'im hiskyo shal Yom Tov, rak lomar melech HaKadosh, eina chozer. U'ba'arvit delel sheini, ayim istaber shal chozer. But on day 2, he thinks you do go back. Why? Because it's aseres me'tshuva. Right? Delogara mishar aseres me'tshuva. Right? So what do we have? So again, so let's go over it. Why don't you repeat Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh? Two possibilities. Either practically we don't know which Rosh Chodesh. In which case, should this be true for all davening on Rosh Hashanah night?
Yeah.
Yes, because if it's all practical, then none of this is relevant. Right? The point is that Rosh Hashanah night is still not clearly Rosh Hashanah. And therefore it's a suffix, so you can never be sure. Right? If you think that it's about the fundamental identity of Rosh Chodesh, which is that since you're not Mekadosh until the day, therefore the night is like calendrically Rosh Chodesh, but it's not really Rosh Chodesh, and that's why you don't repeat Yalav Yavo even on day 1 or day 2. So then, right, you have to ask a few questions, right? One is the question of what is the relationship of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh. If you define Rosh Hashanah as just Rosh Chodesh plus, then what?
Then
you would likely not.
Then you would likely not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, but not only that, you wouldn't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei for what? For Hamelech HaKadosh or for getting Yom Tov Davening to begin with, right? Because if you think that Rosh Hashanah is just Rosh Chodesh plus, and Rosh Chodesh doesn't really take effect until the day, then anything identified with Rosh Hashanah would not really be Ma'akev at night. And therefore, it wouldn't just be Hamelech HaKadosh, but it would be Hamelech HaKadosh, and Shmoneh Esrei would be in the Amidah of Rosh Hashanah entirely, right? And possibly even the second night, right? Possibly, right? Possibly, right? The same way that in second night Rosh Hashanah you don't, right? Second night, Rosh Chodesh you don't. Second night Rosh Hashanah you wouldn't, right? But if you think that Rosh Hashanah is a din in the Chag, then what? But so Rosh Hashanah is a Chag. It's not Rosh Chodesh plus. It's a Chag.
Then you
what?
Have to repeat it.
then you'd probably have to repeat it. Except, what you really need to ask is, okay, but now it's a second question, which is, what is the nature of a Melech HaKadosh? And here we have a few possibilities. If, right, do you say that what? The only reason you don't repeat Yalav Yavo is because Yalav Yavo is just an addition. So then, right, so then, HaMelech HaKadosh, do you say it's an addition? In which case, it might have the same halacha as Yalav Yavo. Or do you say HaMelech HaKadosh is a change? And even if HaMelech HaKadosh is just an addition, then what might not be addition? Changing all of the Amidah, right? So if you think HaMelech HaKadosh is an addition, so then possibly HaMelech HaKadosh you would not repeat, but change Shema Yisrael you would. Who holds that? Ramosha, right? And then the last thing we say is, well, wait a second. A variation on that theme is that maybe HaMelech HaKadosh isn't really a din of Rosh Hashanah at all. It's a din in Nesir's Meitumah, right? And the Yemei Hadin. And that is Talui in Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is what makes it Aleph, right?
No.
Tishrei, and that's what Ramosha says in a different way, and the Binyan Shlomo says in a different way, which is God doesn't sit in judgment until the Beit Din declares it Rosh Chodesh. So even though the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, right, the identity of Rosh Hashanah as a holiday, right, which is about the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, takes effect when? At night, right? HaMelech HaKadosh only takes effect when Rosh Chodesh takes effect, because that kicks off the Yemei Hadin. And therefore, if you said a whole davening, would you have to repeat? Yes. But if you forgot a Melech HaKadosh, would you have to repeat? No. And then Ramosha says, why do you say it at night? The same reason you say Yalav Yavo at night, which is, it's not essential, but like it's sort of connected. So it's calendric. It's the correct. It's the calendrical Yemei Hadin, but it's not the Yom Hadin. It's right. That's exactly what he says. Right? Yes.
If you say that Hashem doesn't do judgment until we set the day,
yes.
Can we set it, can like based in scooch Rosh Hashanah a few days later to give people extra time to tshuva?
So no, you can't do that, but
like if they
so you can't do that, but so the Michtav Meliyahu actually does argue that more deeply, like not just like technical halachically. He says technically halachically, why did we end up with right 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Because the Leviim messed up Bashir. Yeah. And he says, no, it's that Hashem wanted to give us the power to create 2 days of Rosh Hashanah so that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah would have different chalois. That on the first day is, you don't know this Kabbalistically? That the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin of Din, and the second one is the Yom HaDin of Rachamim. And the Jews needed Rachamim. So yeah, so you say it as a joke, but no, in fact, there's a lot written in the Achronim about saying that Chazal actually instituted the second day of Rosh Hashanah, or God arranged the situation so that you would be in the place where, because of a summit, you need to do Rosh Hashanah in order to create a new chalois of two types of Yemei Hadin.
But so basically, could it be like, get the Adam to be puzzle? Like, ask a question they wouldn't
know. No, but you can never do that. You can never have a 35-day month. That's how things work. It can only be, right? It can only ever be, right, 29 or 30. Okay. Anyways, so that is the basic topic of, again, what is the nature of Rosh Hashanah? What is the nature of Melech HaKadosh? Right? The nature of the Shemitah Meitzuva and how they overlap. I said, nice little, it's a very neat little sugya, right? And it's a bit hashkafic and a bit midrashic as you want it as well. So there you go. You got what you want.
Okay? I despise.